T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow. A glorious story developing in Homewood. The city, the state, the federal government wouldn't do anything to help the folks along Race Street. Tanya Todd, in particular, this amazing woman, living in the house she was born in, she's almost 70, has not had hot water for 4 years, has had raw sewage in her basement. I was down in that. It's there. And it flows into the backyard because she's got to pump it out. An animal wouldn't live that way. If the city found dogs living that way, they'd have crews out there fixing it that day. But they ignored this. Seriously. PWSA ignored this. Said, to hell with you. To citizens of this town, we're fixing it. Ken Cucuro's fixing it. That's the glory of this position and having this platform and having Get Marty. There's a bittersweet side to this story. Sammy, this amazing young woman in Aliquippa. I was at her house last week with my good friend Paul Anthony, probably the best dog trainer in the country, up in there anyway. And Sammy's dying. She's in her early 30s. And she has a service dog, Leia. She has a wish that before she dies, and that she wants to give that service dog to someone that can benefit from it. And Paul Anthony is on the phone. Paul sent me a text with some unsettling news about Sammy and her condition. And by the way, Sammy is well aware that we're reporting this. She wanted us to tell this story. She wanted us to tell the world about her and her dog in the need to find a new owner who needs a service dog. And Paul Anthony is joining me live. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I think because we're such good friends now, and because we kind of think alike in this regard, you know, it might sound trite, my brother, but this is about as bittersweet as it gets, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, it is.
Tell our listeners what has transpired, what has gone down here in the last, I don't know, 12 hours. What's happening right now with Sammy and Leia, her dog?
Sammy contacted me and said that she was going to go, she was getting off her meds, and that after she gets off her meds, she won't have very much time. I told Sammy that I have been looking for candidates. I found one very good candidate. I interviewed her. I talked to her several times. And she's at Sammy's house today talking to Sammy and looking at Leah. And I didn't want to be there because I know what the girl is. I want Sammy to feel good without anything from me. We'll collaborate, and then we'll go from there to make sure that she's the right candidate that Sammy wants for her dog.
Let's be clear, because I think this is vital that people understand this. For Sammy, this is akin to, this is similar to, this is like giving up a child, is it not?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. This is her child. This is something that, you know, she's entrusting this female with her child, basically, to take care of this. you know, this dog and Sammy have been together, I mean, more than parents and their children. It was literally 24/7 that Sammy and Leia have been together for the last 3 years.
And she has heart failure, and she does not qualify for a transplant. And Leia, the dog, which they found in a kennel and was trained in a prison, quite frankly, and then Paul Anthony took over, and then, as he suggested, Sammy was involved for a year and a half. It literally physically saves her life by starting her breathing again, does it not, sir?
Yes, it's amazing what that dog does and how it comforts her during her pain, as you witnessed while you were there, how it's in tune with her. To, you know, she's in pain, the dog comes over and tries to soothe her. When she's a little anxious, the dog climbs up on her, you know, and she pets the dog to help her, you know, her soothe her anxiety.
I mean, I'm so glad that we could tell this story. I'm so glad that we could illuminate this story and tell folks about the need and talk about the fact that she wants a new owner. But this also sucks. It just does, Paul, right? I mean, it hurts, man.
Oh, it's, you know, I have come to be very good friends with her.
Yeah.
We would text back and forth all the time. This is one of the people who, hey, how can I do this with Leia? How can I do that? She never stopped with that dog. I mean, up until today, I mean, she has not stopped. And that's an inspiration to me and the people who are around me with our therapy dog groups and other people who have service dogs. It's a true inspiration, but it's sad on the other side because you know that she doesn't have very much time.
No.
But again, how many times do human beings, how many times are we able to help somebody with their last wish?
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's the hard part.
Yeah. And the truth is, so we folks understand this, once she goes off the meds, for all intents and purposes, she probably has, according to doctors, 3 to 7 days to live, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, and I know this is very difficult. Before I let you go, and I know this is really difficult, and I reached out to you about this, and you know this stuff. This is old hat to you. It's why you work so hard to help people. I'm kind of blown away, my brother. I mean, my phone's been blowing up. Emails have been blowing up. There's a desperate need out there for service dogs, right? I mean, because I got 20 people who want this dog.
Yes, there is a very desperate need for service dogs.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a service dog, please, if you don't contact me, please contact somebody reputable that will help you with the service dog. That's what I can tell your listeners out there.
But so people know, it can cost $30,000 to $40,000 before it's all said and done. So people know.
Oh, yes, easily. Yeah. With all the training involved, yes, easily. Yeah.
Well, I'm grateful for you, man, and stay the course, and we'll talk more as this evolves, but I appreciate your honesty and your integrity and your courage for doing this with us. Thanks, my brother.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, man. One of the hardest things I've ever talked about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.